Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. So you go grab your pen, your paper, your Bible, paper for your notes, amen, as we're going to get into the Word of God. Now, I know it's a lot going on in the world right now. And I'm asking you to pray for our fellow sisters and brothers over in Ukraine, our brothers and sisters over in the Middle East. We're just praying for each other. Hallelujah. As God promised, he said, pray one for another. We're praying one for another. Amen. So now by this time, you have your pen, your paper, your Bible, and let's get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship your name on today. Truly, God is good and worthy to be praised. Holy Spirit, we invite you in just to have your way in this study on today. Move the way you want to move and do what you want to do, Lord God. We understand it's not by might or power, but it's by your Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So move by your Spirit on this day, Lord God. Give your people everything they need for the victory in Christ Jesus on today, Lord God. And we thank and praise you for your presence. We thank and praise you for your peace. We thank and praise you for your joy, unspeakable joy. We thank and praise you for the word of God on this day, Lord God, that's living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. So, Lord, we just magnify, glorify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. It's been a while since we've been together, but on today we're going to do what we normally do a quick synopsis of what we talked about the last time we were together. And the last time we were together, we talked about fret not thyself. And I think a lot of times we don't understand what that means. But when God says, fret not thyself, he's saying to us, don't look what other people are doing. Just keep your eyes on me. Don't worry about the punishment that they have. Don't worry about what they're doing or why God has not punished them yet. But your focus is always to be on Christ Jesus. He says, set your face like a flint. Look to the hills which cometh your help, knowing your help is always coming from the Lord. And he reminds us of that. So when we look at Psalm 37 and it talks about not fretting, that's what we're talking about. Amen. If you want to listen to that teaching in its entirety, you can go back on our Blog Talk Radio for Truth Finders, and you will be able to listen to it in its entirety. But on today, we're talking about the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. Amen. And our scripture is coming from Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3. Verses 22 through 26. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 26. And it says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. When we look at the word faithfulness, we want to look that up. And we want to know, what does faithfulness mean? When we look at it in the Webster Dictionary, it's steadfast in affection or allegiance, firm in adhering to the promises of observance of duty. When we look it up in the Hebrew, for those of you who follow with the Strong's Concordia, it's to build up or support. And for that in the Greek, it's 4103, which is trustworthy, sure, and true. One thing that we have to remember is God loves you without condition. Salvation is conditional, but God loves you unconditional. How do we know that? You're saying to yourself, Elder Lawrence, how do you know that? How do you know John loves me? Let's get over to John chapter 3, verse 16. John 3 and 16, very familiar scripture when it comes to the body of Christ. But I want you all to see this for yourself. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so this is Christ speaking in John 3:16. He said, God loved the world. Now, when it comes to salvation, that's conditional. Because he says when you move down, he said, if you don't believe, you're condemned already. But he loved you. Everybody started off on the same playing field. He loves everybody. Amen? And so God always loved you. So when we look at this, let's look at Ephesians 2. Because I'm proving my point that God loves you. He started off loving you. When you were creating your mother's womb, God already loves you. And sometimes we don't believe that. Sometimes we can't accept that. But we have to know that God is who he said he is, and he loves us. So let's get over to Ephesians, and we're going to look at chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 4 and 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 says this, but God, who is rich in mercy, which means loving kindness, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even we were dead in our sins, with quickening, which is to be made alive, us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. And so I wanted to let you know up front, God loves you, period. He loves the whole world. But, like I said earlier, conditional salvation is conditional. But he loves you starting off. Amen? It says, so it's the adversary's job to make you think that God is not with you, or he won't do what he said he was going to do. Let's get over to Matthew. And this is something that is really interesting to me, and to all of us, really. Sometimes we weaken our flesh and we don't understand why we don't believe or why we can't accept the love of God. But it's our flesh that rejects the love of God. And it's on us to be able to go back and say and reduce the flesh and say, hey, God loves me. He created me in his likeness and image according to Genesis, and he loves me. So when I said earlier, it's the adversary's trick to make you think that God is not with you or God has left you. Let's look at Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. It says here, and in about the ninth hour, and this is Jesus on the cross, and he's dying. He said, in the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabach. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now we see Jesus, who is God in the flesh, who knew the Father, asking why has he forsaken him? Why did he have that period where he thought God had left him? That's because he was in the flesh. He was in his sinful fleshly nature. His mind knew, hallelujah, his heart knew that God was with him, but in his flesh he just could not fathom that God will allow him to go through what he was going through. But he said, no, 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 I know who God is. I know God is faithful. He will be there even to the end. But we're going to get to that. So I want you to remember a couple of things when it comes to God and his word and who he is and his characteristics. So the first thing I need you to always remember, when you think God has left you, when you think God is not next to you, number one, God does not lie, period. God cannot lie. The devil is the father of lies, but God himself, he never lies. He cannot lie. How do we know that? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says this, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and he shall he not do it, or has he spoken, and he shall not make it good. This is God, hallelujah, telling the children of Israel as they made their way out of Egypt into the promised land. It's like, wait, I can't lie. So everything I put before you, every word I speak to you, every time I talk to you, it's the truth. Hallelujah. In Matthew, he said, if it was not so, I would not have told you. That's not the kind of God we serve. We serve a God that everything he says, he backs it up by himself. Because he's the God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the Holy Spirit now working in us. But God, you have to always remember, God can't lie. When he said it, you can believe it. He never lost a battle. He never, like he said in Isaiah, his word would never return unto him void, but it accomplished every single thing he set it out to do. So always remember, God can't lie. If he said it, it's already done. Number two, I need you to always remember his promise to you was to never forsake you. Never forsake you. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake you. Amen. Never will he leave you. Even, this is the New Testament. Let's jump back to the Old Testament. Amen. And saints, I need you to write these scriptures down, because sometimes we go through a season that we think we're alone. We think no one hears us. We think that God doesn't know what we're going through, but God knows exactly what you're going through, and he is with you. He is Emmanuel. He's the God that's with you. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. And I'm going to give you the rest of these scriptures for time's sake, for you to write them down so you can go back and read them for yourself so you will know that God is with you. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31 says this, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, not forget the covenant of thy fathers which he swore unto you. He's talking to the children of Israel. Even as we move down to Deuteronomy 31 and 6, he tells them again, and these are the children of Israel, as they're coming out of slavery and they're going into the promised land, and they're going on a journey, and they're not understanding what God is doing in their life. But God says, you have to know this. Always remember this. Deuteronomy 31 and 6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, nor the Lord thy God. He it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake you. That's the promise of God. He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. Even as we look in Psalms, as we move forward, amen, in the things of God, move forward in the Bible, amen, to several, now we're up to King David. When we look at Psalms 37 and chapter, the 37th division of Psalms and the 25th verse says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And so David told us God is faithful. No matter what state you find yourself in, God is faithful. Even when we don't do what we said we would do, because we're man, God is going to always be faithful, always true to his word, always do exactly what he said he would do. The third thing you have to always remember, his thoughts towards you are good and not evil. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Write these down. Amen. Jeremiah 29. One thing that the adversary comes in, not just to think, make us think that God has forsaken us. A lot of times he try to make us think God is punishing us. But God doesn't punish his people. He corrects his people. And so when we look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And so God is not forsaking you. God is faithful. He's not leaving you. Everything that God does is for your good. All things work together for the good of them that love God according to his purpose. God is trying to get you on the path. God is trying to get you to the end. He's faithful. If he said he would do something, he's going to put you on the path and get you no matter how it looks, no matter how it seems. Even though, no matter how we feel, you have to understand God is going to do everything he said he's going to do. So those three things you have to keep in mind when the adversary tries to tell you that God left you. He not going to do it. He left you. He not with you. You did this, and now he not going to do this. God is not tit for tat. He don't take back, hallelujah. He don't take back what he said because of your action. He doing because he is faithful, and that's who he is. We have to praise him because we have to praise him because he always does what he says. This is how you know, hallelujah. This is where we see the testimony of God moving in people's lives. When we see people declaring his faithfulness, when they see him going forth and saying, God is with me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. I didn't see a way through, but God did it. He said he would do it. He didn't do it like he did last time, but he always shows up and he always does it. Psalms 36:5 said, the mercies of God is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. How high is his faithfulness? Everything. God is so good. Whatever he say, you can bank on it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go back and meditate on it. If he going to do it, when he going to do it, how he going to do it. God is saying to us on today, understand, I am going to always do it because that's who I am. That's who I am. That's my very nature, is being faithful. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know therefore that the Lord, thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. God is going to move in every situation, every circumstance, everything you're going through. He in touch with your feelings. He's in touch with your infirmities. He in touch with your emotions. He know exactly where you are, know exactly what you're going through. And a lot of times you say, oh, God don't know what I'm going through. God knows everything. He knows it. But God is working out the will and the do for your good pleasure. He has you in mind. You are the apple of his eye. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 says this. It says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is faithful to move in every situation. He is faithful to do everything he said he would do. In Psalms 119:90, he said his faithfulness to all generations, amen, from generation after generation, he's still going to do it. When we look at the Old Testament, he promised Abraham, hallelujah, that he would get the promised land. But they didn't get the promised land until Joshua took the children of Israel over 440-something years later. God did exactly what he said he was going to do. Even in their places of rebellion, even in a place of their disbelief, even in those places when they just didn't understand, even when it didn't look like God was doing it, he still showed up and did everything he said he was going to do. So now, hallelujah, faith come by hearing the word of God. And only faith moves God, correct? Amen? And so now you have to be in a place. My faith is this. God will never leave me. God will never forsake me. He knows exactly where I'm at. And I just have to stand and wait on him because I know he's going to do it. Psalms 40:10. I want you to see this. I want you to see a man, the son of man, just like you and I, giving God praise for his faithfulness. Even when they don't think they even deserved it, God will still show up and do every single thing he said he would do. Don't let the adversary trick you and make you think that God left you. God moved away from you because how you look or you didn't do it the right way. God said if you repent, and this is the power of the blood of Jesus. This is the power of grace and mercy. If you repent, turn from your wicked ways. Confess your sins, turn. Amen. He's faithful. He's faithful to forgive you. The only sin that you cannot, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit, the only sin that you cannot be forgiven of is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And that means talking about going against God's power, saying his power is not real. Amen. Going against the true and living God. Hallelujah. For all other sins, amen. God said, I could forgive you if you just trust in me, come faithful to me, and just surrender unto me. Psalms 40:10 says, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I had not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. This is King David telling them about the goodness of God, telling the people, hey, look, God is faithful. Even when I wasn't right, when I didn't walk before him the way I should, God was still faithful. He still watched over the word. Every word he said over me, he still did it. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen. Even in Psalms 92:2, it says, thy faithfulness every night. Every night, God's faithfulness. Amen. We have to remember that God is Emmanuel. That means God is with us. When you look at Isaiah, let's get over here because I want you to see this. I need you to understand that God is with you. God will talk to you. God will lead you. God will put you in a place hallelujah, that surpass and give you peace that surpass all understanding. Let's go over to Isaiah 41, and we're going to look at verse 10 and 13. Isaiah 41, 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Even when you jump over to 41 and 13, it says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. God will help you. Hallelujah. God will step in every single area of your life that you need help. Amen. Let's look at Joshua. And I'm going a little fast, but if you need these scriptures, go ahead and reach out to me on Blog Talk Radio. You can send me a message. You can send me a comment. You can go to our Facebook page, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministry. You can send me a message through that. Amen. But let us know, because I know I need you to get this. I need you to know that you are not alone. God has not left you. God has not forsaken you. Let's look at Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Let's look at verse 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. It says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's the word of God. Amen. And let's look at our final scripture for today. I know we had a quick study on today. I want you all to get this. I know we had some technical difficulties in the early part trying to get started. But if you need to go back and listen to it, slow it down. Like I said, reach out if you need the scriptures again. But let's look at Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to look at the very last verse. And we know it's in red because Jesus is talking. Amen. And he says, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's the promise, hallelujah, that Jesus gave to us, the believers. So now we say God's love was unconditional, but salvation is. And salvation is being not just saved from death, but having that abundant life. Amen. Jesus came that you may have life and that more abundantly. He came that you may have peace and joy. Hallelujah. And we understand, like he said here in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20 says, teach them. Amen. He said, I have commanded you. I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. Jesus is Emmanuel. He's the God that's always with you. Don't ever think you're alone. Don't let the adversary trick you and think you that he has forsaken you, that he's turned his back on you. God is with you. Just reach out to him. Just call on his name. Just get in his presence and ask him to move on your behalf. Amen. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I'm glad you joined us on today. I know this was a quick one, amen. But I thank God for how he's moving and what he's doing in your life and our lives on today, amen, radio. And go ahead and click the like and follow sign on Blog Talk Radio. That way you can always get updates when we have new shows, when we have new teachings, amen. God bless you all, and you all just continue to have an awesome day, amen.